You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back and we are better than ever. We have got an amazing show for you today. It is terrific, and we are going to start out by talking family office, New York construction, and residential market with John Bernardo. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, John is the president and founder of Legacy Builders. The Legacy Builders has been around since the middle of, since 2005. And John has built the company on his vision and his experience. And John, you say it better than I do. Why don't you give us a little bit about who is Legacy Builders?
Great. Thanks, Jim. It's my pleasure. So Legacy was founded on a principle of exactly what it says. It's building a legacy that survives me. It's the vision of doing something that's bigger than me. It's to help my family, not only in this generation, but in generations to come. And that's, I think, a little atypical for a construction company where generally the owner or the principal likes to control all the different facets of the company. I have some family members that work here and lots of other employees that I trust to run their departments, and they do a really good job of it. If they don't do a good job, they don't stay here. But, you know, if you're building a tremendous organization, you need to trust the people that work there. So we have a couple of different areas that we specialize in. We have a commercial component where we do commercial office fit-outs, and we also do an awful lot of multifamily residential. We have very well-known clients in the tri-state area. We'll also do some work down in Florida. But we're licensed in several states, and you know, we specialize in larger renovation projects that, you know, the average contractor will probably stumble with, where we're dealing with a bank or an institution or private equity, and they need somebody who they know they can count on. They have to deliver on time and on budget. We also have extremely strong financials, and that was a key component for me when I built the company. Make sure that I didn't pull money out of the company. I left it in the company on purpose because cash is king in this business. And you have to keep your subcontractors paid, you have to keep your suppliers paid, and you have to, you know, have high-quality talent. And those have been recipes of success for me.
Now, John, you did a really high-profile deal down here in Miami, and I want to talk about that too. But I do want to make sure we come back to your opening statement about helping the family, creating a legacy for the future generations, because I want to talk a little family office after the break. Sure. But before we do that, you did a high-profile deal here on Lincoln Road. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
I did. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a pretty high-profile client called WeWork. WeWork has built several WeWorks all across the world, shared office space. They're amazing people with incredible vision as well. So we were working with them in New York, and they were having trouble finding somebody down in Florida market just because it was a new market for them. They asked me if I was crazy enough to fly down there and go, you know, give a go of it. They're certainly building a bunch of them down there, or about to build a bunch of them. So I rented an apartment in South Beach. Wasn't actually the worst thing that I ever did in my life. I put up one of my project managers in the apartment, and I flew down every week just to make sure everything was copacetic. And, you know, we built a 55,000-foot multi-floor office for them, and it was just famously successful. That, like I said, they're incredible people with incredible product.
Now, you also work for institutions. I know you've done work with Columbia University. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how you deal with the public-private type of stuff?
Sure. Well, we do mainly private work. We don't do any public projects. So we work for Columbia University. We work for Columbia University Medical Center. We do a lot of work for Pratt. So we do a lot of institutional work, higher education, charter schools, nonprofits. They're pretty easy to work with, you know, in general. And I work with companies like SL Green and Related. Uh-huh. It's real simple in New York. They're really tough, but they're really fair. You give them exactly what they want, and you have an excellent relationship. But your professionalism has to be at such a high level because they demand it. They demand it because it's demanded of them and their shareholders. So, well, either their shareholders or the foundations. So, like I said, it's real simple. They're really tough, but you give them what they want, and they're loyal as loyal can be.
Now, down here, we've been having, obviously, as you have in New York, a run-up in construction costs because of the demand for raw materials and also labor. We're seeing a little bit of the raw materials start to come down. How's it up there for labor?
Labor is really the biggest challenge. So you can be the best company in the world and the best intentions, but if you don't have the right labor, you're going to fail. And I found that actually going down to Florida, there was a learning curve. One of the secrets to our success here in New York is, you know, we vetted out subcontractors for, you know, 12 to 15 years.
Sure.
Plus my wife and her father run a company that's been around since the 1980s. So we just have our boots on the ground here in New York and the tri-state area. And you know, if you're taking a shot on a subcontractor, you know how much labor they have, you know which their best foremen are or forewomen. So you know exactly what you're getting into. When you move into a market that you don't know about, like I said, you could have the best intentions of the world, but you don't know the devil that you don't know. And that's really the scary part. So when I did the project down in Miami, at one point I actually had to bring down one of my labor foremen. I carry about 130 men on staff. And then we brought down a crew of painters and I put them up in a hotel because I knew that their quality was going to be excellent. And I couldn't risk for a high profile client falling on my face. I wasn't going to let it happen. My reputation's too important to me. So material aside, because prices, they go up and down a little bit here and there, it's finding good quality subcontractors because they really are lifeblood. Again, part of that is paying them on time. Part of them is the vetting process that we have departments. All they do is they vet out the subcontractors. And probably the biggest concern these days is insurance, especially in New York. Insurance costs are more than generally my fee. You know, I want to come back one day as an insurance company, I always tell people. But, that's unfortunately, we're in a litigious society and the levels of insurance that we have to maintain are so high, it becomes cost prohibitive. So that's a huge barrier of entry for new companies coming in if they want to get the right insurance. But it's also something we have a chief counsel in-house with administrators under him. All they do is check subcontractors' insurance policies. Because it's important to me for me to be covered, to protect my legacy, but also to protect my clients. And if they don't have the right insurance policies, they cannot step aside on my jobs. There's just too much risk. And it's unfortunate, but that's the society we live in.
Okay, well, listen, I want to go to a break right now. Then I want to come back. I want to talk about one of the jobs you did up in New York for one of the clients that retailers that we have down here to allow people to kind of touch. And then I want to talk a little bit more about how you treat your subcontractors, build relationships, but more importantly, inside your family. We'll talk about your family and what you've set up to help your family succeed together. We'll be back after this with information you can use to make your life better. Wanda, turn it up and rock it.
Ich lass mich heute Abend blicken, ich komm gut geschmückt.